Like the $15 an hour fast food minimum wage increase made official Thursday, Governor Cuomo's proposed across-the-board minimum wage hike would be gradual, on the same schedule as the fast food raise. Business groups statewide were quick to express their opposition, including the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. President and CEO Dottie Gallagher-Cohen, in her words, suggested the wage hike would be a dam in the river of the Buffalo area's economic progress, proving especially harmful to small business.
Those folks are extremely concerned because their margins for their business just don't allow that kind of gross increase in labor cost.
But others say the minimum wage increase is what working families need to get out of poverty and public assistance. Reverend Kirk Laubenstein is executive director of the Coalition for Economic Justice.
If you're paying less than $15 an hour, you're probably living in poverty and likely having to be supported by some sort of public assistance. I mean, HEAP, Medicaid, food stamps, things like that. And we believe that, you know, a job should pull you out of poverty and not keep you in it.
The Cuomo administration is expected to introduce the proposal in the next state legislative session. Lobbyists on both sides are already preparing to get into the ears of lawmakers. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.